A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. you know that I'm yep. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes. I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like Clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Space Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and today is Monday, which means, yes, of course, our beloved game will be on this evening. But this morning, you're going to get you some digging deeper. We got you some incredible clips. The Dark Seeker has gone to great lengths to listen to all these podcasts and pull together the best clips from Clickbait Live. That's right. Grocery and Serena did a live show with Zach Shallcross. We got three clips from that as your appetizer to this feast that hath been prepared. The main course, of course, is grapes. Only the sourest of grapes will touch our dinner table tonight. We have 7 clips from the Vial Files with Elizabeth Wagmeister, who is a reporter for Daily Variety on reality television, specifically Bachelor. And we have 3 clips from the Vial Files with guest Julia Cunningham. I don't know how to even describe these clips. You are going to, if you haven't already heard these, if you haven't already listened to these episodes of Vial Files, get ready. We are reaching new heights in the sour grapesing. We are reaching new heights in the rewriting Bachelor history. We are reaching new heights in teasing a tea cellar that he never goes into. It's fucking unreal. And we are going to round this episode out with 3 clips from Almost Famous with Rachel Recchia, Michelle Young, Kalen Miller-Keys. Some incredible stuff is revealed in this by Recchia about what went down in the fantasy suite with Zach Shawcross that led to the, of course, the Shawcross 180.
Oh, I know. Tasty feast.
We got a bunch for you. And sadly, Uncensored Saints did not make the cut. My apologies to Victoria Fuller. There simply was too much talking about Greg Grippo's haircut to be included in today's episode.
I like that little teaser you gave us.
Yeah. Maybe they will step it up. Maybe one day Uncensored Saints will make its way into Digging Deeper, but not today. Today, oh, sweet, sweet Vial is just giving us too much. The glorious bounty from the table of Vial. I can't wait to get to these clips. All right. Are you ready, Pace Case?
I'm so happy for you.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Some of the shit he says.
You're too gleeful right now.
I listened to the shit. Some of the clips I listened to like multiple times because I was like, did I hear him say that correctly? Anyway, we're going to get to all of it. Rest assured. Thank you for joining us. Here we go. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. We starting out this Digging Deeper with that bait. That clickbait. Now, as we know, clickbait is just now titled Clickbait with Bachelor Nation. There are no faces of anyone in the art for it anymore. And it is being hosted.
Keep them on their toes.
Indeed. It is currently being hosted by Grocery and Serena. The 3 clips we're going to play for you are from February 16th. The guest was Zach Shawcross, and this was a live show, which I think had Grocery feeling a little energized, feeling a little giddy because he's saying some crazy shit. So let's listen to this first clip in which Grocery and Serena discuss their thoughts on how the Kylie Anastasia Instagram altercation should have been handled. And Grocery tries out a new one-liner on the live audience. Here we go.
Anastasia and Kylie have some drama. We know, like, whatever, they are fighting, whatnot. Anastasia is supposedly there for Instagram followers.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I don't think anyone should be there for Instagram followers, but if you're going to pretend like Instagram doesn't exist as a platform, like, you've taken it too far. Like, we don't know the context of the conversation, but do I think she should be focused on Instagram followers while she's dating this man? No, I don't.
No, but I don't hate her for recognizing that Instagram is Instagram. Right?
Absolutely.
Like, we all know, like, everybody here has Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, there's like, it's like a red flag.
Yeah, literally.
So, like, I don't hate her for that. If she is there for followers, then...
Do you think Kylie made the right decision bringing that to Zach's attention?
Snitches get stitches. That's what I think. Right? She's like, oh, my God.
Wow, mixed reviews from that crowd about that comment.
Yeah, really. I honestly, I truly thought that was going to land, but it didn't.
Snitches get stitches. Dead men tell no tales. I mean, I don't know.
Dead men tell no tale.
Grocery is trying to, like, tap into some kind of weird prison identity. Fucking Grocery. Okay, before we get into the snitches get stitches line. Stitches.
You don't talk about the family.
This is, in my opinion, pretty expert fence play coming from a sauce podcast. They're essentially contradicting the narrative of the show here. The narrative of the show is Instagram does not exist. You should not think about it at all, talk about it at all when you're in program, when you're in the document, when you're in the game.
Here, Grocery says, we all know it exists. It's actually a red flag if you don't have an Instagram. So he's acknowledging that.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, he's basically saying, I have 1 million followers and I make money off my Instagram, and so does everybody else. The thing that they don't talk about in this clip, which I find interesting, is it's the producers who decide that that narrative, that anti-Instagram narrative, is going to be in the show. They never say that. They just kind of position it on Anastasia and Kylie. Like, should she have told him? Is this such a big deal? It's like the producers chose to put all of this in the show. They cast, at this point, I believe, multiple influencers specifically to have this storyline this season. And when Mandrell didn't give it to him, when Victoria Jameson didn't give it to him, they fucking landed on the next highest Instagram count, and it was Anastasia.
Yeah, Anastasia. I mean, this is a wild clip to me. This is Friends Play 101. Let's not pretend Instagram doesn't exist. Okay, that feels like an acknowledgement in the sauce direction. And then, oh, but, you know, you can't be focusing on it. There's like, it's like such a thin line that they're saying you have to weave.
Yeah. You can acknowledge it. In fact, if you don't have an Instagram, that's a red flag. But you better not talk about it on the show. I'm going crazy now. Sorry.
Do it.
He's got me riled up. This fucking Grocery shit. Well, get ready. Okay. Because that's not the only time Grocery tries to do a one-liner on this live show.
Great.
There was something injected into him during this.
I don't know if I have Stockholm Syndrome, but if Grocery were fired from clickbait, I would be inconsolable.
Agree 100%. He is clickbait at this point. They should just call it Grocery at this point, I think, and be done with it. And I agree with you. But also, I'll say this with Stockholm Syndrome. Grocery is loosening up. We've been covering clickbait now really since it came out. It's been on the air for a couple of years. Grocery was nervous in the beginning. Then he was defensive of the franchise and his role in it. Now he seems to be like, it's all fun to him. Because I believe he did the second tour in Paradise. He now has Serena. They're married. That part of his life, like whatever the show can give him in terms of a relationship, that's over. He's done it. He's taken from the show the highest prize, a wife. Now, all this other shit is just gravy, and he's having fun with it. At least that's what's coming across to me, and I'm starting to like him more. I'll say that much.
Oh, a little love level one loaded for Grocery from Clues.
That's right. I can feel like maybe possibly in the future, I might start to be able to think about falling in something approaching love with him.
Well, better not be a snitch then.
That's a love level 1.28. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Let's move on to our second clip. In this clip, Grocery, clearly energized by the live audience, goes for another one-liner. This one, a little riskier and a little more risque than that last line we heard. Here we go.
Then we get the one-on-one date with Brooklyn, which was great to see because we saw her, like, she really opened up, and we don't really see much of her with Zach.
No, I feel like we've only seen her with Christina, where she was like, Christina, do you ever shut the fuck up?
Yes.
And we haven't seen her since, and she was an icon in that
nice
moment.
Serena, you said the first fuck.
Oh, I was the first fuck of the night?
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support.
You're my only fucking the night, baby. All right. Okay. Calm down. Okay. Calm down. You got most of you are in college. We're having fun.
I feel like I just went on such a journey. I was just tossed back and forth in one clip, just like in a ship. Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. You're co-ed. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
Yeah. This is college. Everybody knows you come to college to fuck.
I thought multiple things during this clip. A, you could tell Grocery is clearly on one. He is drunk on the power of sitting on that stage in front of, I don't know how many people are in this live audience, how many of these college students there are. But it sounds like multiple hundred.
Oh, I was going to say 30 to 40.
You think it's like 30 people. He's trying things here. He's trying to be funny, and it ain't coming across well. It's coming across very strange, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
You're my only fuck of the night, baby. I'm going to try that. See if Jake likes that.
Thank you, Grocery. I don't know. I just love what Grocery is starting to do now. Especially in these live shows. And it made me wonder about what it might have been like. I don't know where this took place, but they're talking about a college campus or you're all in college or whatever. Can you imagine having been in college and had this be an event on your campus? that Clickbait was going to do a live episode?
No.
Same. We had...
I don't think he would have come to Berkeley.
I think USC could have done something. I went to USC. I think that they could have done something like this. But instead, my freshman year, I remember we had Digital Underground performed in the center of campus. For those who don't...
Is this music?
This is a music, yes. It is a rap group that Tupac Shakur got his start really in Digital Underground.
You saw Tupac?
No, he was deceased by this time. But they were most known for Humpty Dance. You know that song?
Oh, do the Humpty Dance.
The Humpty Dance is a chance to do the hump.
Oh.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that was what they were most known for. And that night they had maybe four or five women on stage with them, dancers, who were completely naked. And it was a big controversy the next day across campus. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Da-da-da-da.
Sexy.
Yes, but...
I mean, that's fucking college, man. You're having fun. You're saying the F word.
Yeah.
You're seeing naked ladies.
Everybody's fucking.
That's what... I forget who the guy was that fronted Digital Underground, but that's probably what he told the faculty the next day.
Come on. We had naked people on the stage. So what? It's college. Everybody's fucking...
Okay, let's move on.
He's just like Van Wilder in his mind. Come on, Cowheads. We're out. Throw your keys in the bowl. Serena.
What?
Serena, you're protected. You're my only vote tonight, but we got to put our keys in the bowl nonetheless.
All right, let's move on, shall we? I'm going literally insane.
I know, now I am. I think we've picked up the live energy.
We have. It came through the headphones. We've got this final clip here from this Clickbait episode. In this last clip, Grocery makes a claim about injured players, and Serena questions it. But what is the truth of this? And we'll discuss that after the clip. Here we go.
Yeah, and Genevieve went home. She was in a sling for a little bit. So
yeah, she really gave it her all emotionally and physically, and unfortunately just didn't work out for her.
If you get physically hurt on this show... you're going home.
What?
What? It always happens. Because they can't keep you there. Like, there's a sling, there's like
someone needs bachelor data to find out if that's actually true or just Joe's opinion.
Well, she went home, so.
I guess, yeah, this case, it does support your claim.
This is simply untrue. It is simply false. Grocery here is taking a single incident and then making a blanket claim that all injured players go home. I would have you look as far back in time as two seasons of The Bachelor to Matt James's season when Rachel Recchia almost died on a fucking parachuting, what is it called, skydiving date, and won the ring. She didn't go home.
The skydiving instructor got hurt. We never saw that person again.
The skydiving instructor broke his leg, and Rachel Recchia was so bruised and battered that she's on record as having to say that they were forced to like cake her face with makeup to cover the bruises, and she won the whole season. So, Grocery, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There have been multiple players who have been injured throughout games, and they make it to different levels of end game.
I'm thinking of Evan Bass faking his illness, going to the hospital, and then that creating a proposal with Carly. Yeah.
I think there's plenty of people who get some form of injury, and again, just make it to various levels in the game. This kind of isolating one incident and then saying this always happens is something that Bachelor Nation podcast hosts do a lot. Rachel Lindsay famously thought she invented the hooju. In season 13 of The Bachelorette, or I guess it would have been season 21 of The Bachelor, when she hooju'd Nick Viall in Iceland. Or where were they? Not Iceland. Was it Iceland?
Finland,
sorry. Anyway, I just thought this was interesting. Grocery here, you know, trying to proclaim his all-seeing, all-knowing knowledge of Bachelor injuries and IFI outcomes. Just incorrect, Grocery.
Look, we should go back through it because, you know, we have all the facts, but we didn't see Genevieve get injured on screen. And I think that might be the kiss of death, the kerpa.
Oh, you're saying when they hide the actual injury, that's the kiss?
I'm saying that if they show an injury on a group date, that person will often get the group date rose or the group date win as some sort of consolation prize. Genevieve, they cut completely out, I think, to show that they weren't giving her any kind of consolation prize.
Well, 100% they do that. They cannot victimize someone and then not give them a rose. If you're victimized in any way, you get a rose. That's name of the fucking game.
If you physically get hurt, you're going home.
Yeah. Simply not true, Grocery, but a nice try. That one landed about as well as your one-liners. Now, let's move on to our main course. We're, of course, talking about Vial Files, prepared perfectly tonight in this Digging Deeper for your enjoyment. We're going to open with a clip from the Vial Files from February 7th. The guest was Elizabeth Wagmeister. She is an entertainment reporter. She works for Variety. She has covered Bachelor for a long time, written some very interesting pieces about it. In this first clip, the Great One has given us his finest grapes, the sourest in all the nation, as he discusses the current season of The Bachelor and Goldini's role in it. Prepare yourselves for a feast unlike any you've ever tasted. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip, and you do, I would guess, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You're going to join us in the bottom of the pit. And just to let you know, we got a lot of crazy shit now going on in our Patreon. If you haven't thought about it in a minute, you might like to know that we are now putting out, of course, Digging Deeper every other week. We are also putting out every one of our episodes on Patreon ad-free. So if you don't like listening to the ads, you can sign up on Patreon and you get them all ad-free. You're also going to get access to our Discord, where you can upload your screams that we play in Twibbon from time to time. You're going to get access to our live shows that we do half an hour every Monday, half an hour before The Bachelor airs. It's 4:30 West Coast time. And you're going to get access to some stuff that Pace Case and I are doing now. I've been doing a thing called Clues Corner for a little while, where I will live react and live watch back stuff. I'm going to try to get Perfect Match going soon. I'm going to watch that and just react to it as I watch it. And Pace Case is going to try to start up a thing called Pace Case's Palapa, where she's going to do similar type of stuff. So we got a lot of things going on the Patreon. We're really trying to build it out and put a bunch of stuff in there this year that we have not been doing in the past. So we hope to see you very soon with us down in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.